This guy has got a double platinum song, then 5 regular platinum songs, 9 gold, 17 top 10 radio songs. My very first time seeing him was at the Get Loud Tour in November 2018. Welcome to the show, Tim Hick.
Thank you so much. You know, you say those, you rattle those stats off. I'm still not cool to my kids somehow.
I love it. Tim, I've been doing some research here this afternoon. Have you, in fact, ever played right here in St. John, New Brunswick?
I did one time. Not actually, I did, I think for you guys, as a matter of fact. We played like a meat raffle or something.
Okay, well, that's cool. Because I'm like,
I seem to remember, like, it was that, you know, that we played, we did a set, and then they did the meat raffle, and then everybody threw their tickets up in the air and left, and then I played Stronger Beer. So I'm really looking forward to actually coming to do a proper show in St. John.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. I'm like doing the research. I'm like, no, I don't see it. Okay, that's great. A meat tour. I'm glad you remember that.
Yeah.
Tim, we are a Tim Hicks freaking city, and we are so excited that you are coming to Boxcar. I'm serious. Whatever song you sing, everyone in the audience will be singing it. We are stoked to have you playing here.
Oh my God, I'm so pleased. And you know, we've got, it's quite the lineup. Like, you know, and I know we got Tennille Towns on the other night, but with us, we've got Big Sugar, which I never thought I'd ever be on a bill with Big Sugar. Like, I'm a huge fan of those guys from back in the day, so I can't wait to meet Gordy Johnson,
right,
and shake his hand. And then of course Robin Ottolini, who's wonderful. I've done lots of touring with her. She's just so entertaining, and she's such a natural up there. So
yes,
that's exciting. And then the Martin Boys. They commented on a post not too long ago. So I don't know much about them, only that they were on Canada's Got Talent or something. So I'm looking forward to just talking to them and having a beer and hearing their story, because it sounds like they're really making waves right now here in Canada. So it's an exciting lineup, you know?
It is. And I'm telling you, Tim, I've promised everyone that you are my favorite artist ever live. So I've been really talking you up. Seriously, like, you are hands down, and I've been to a lot of country concerts, but I just love your show. So much energy. It's just amazing. So, like, last year when we didn't get you for Boxcar, I was like, my fingers were crossed all year long. I'm like, please, God, let it be Tim Hicks and JoJo Mason, and my wishes came true.
That's fantastic news. Yeah, no, we're super excited to come out that way and play. It's going to be great. You're going to catch us, too, on, like, the band's going to be red hot, because that's the third show of a 3-night run.
I know.
So, like, it's going to be dialed in. Like, the guys are going to be, it's going to be something to see, that's for sure. And, you know, it's like, in about the show, it's like, it's easy to do the kind of thing that we do when you make music with people that you love. And, you know, my band and I, as you know, and maybe the audience knows or not, but we've been together a long, long time. We're in the trenches together playing bars for years. You know, we're like a hockey team that can pass the puck without looking.
Love
you
it.
Know? And so we live for the gig, and it's, you can see that on our faces while we're up there. So so I hope people come and they buy a ticket and they really enjoy themselves, because we're gonna really enjoy ourselves.
Is this true? Stronger Beer is a double platinum single, but it was never, well, sorry, it's double platinum, but you never released it as a single. Is that true?
That is 100% true.
That's amazing.
You know, yeah, you know, it kind of went viral before we had a word for it. You know, this is way back in 2012.
Right.
You know, because Get By was my first radio single, and it went to radio February 2nd, 2013. I was already out. Like, I was on tour with Dallas Smith and Chad Brownlee at that time.
Right.
And I was playing Get By, and I was playing Stronger Beer. And I don't know if you remember, but we had this wonderful lyric video that Mitch Nevins at my record label put together. And it blew up the internet, you know. And it really hit me like a ton of bricks, because my buddy Daryl, his parents were snowbirds, and they had a place down in Florida. And they would pass around emails, you know, amongst the people from, you know, in Florida at their little trailer camp or whatever it was. And his mom, who I've known for years, sent him this email that had Stronger Beer in it. And she said to my buddy Daryl, she said, "Tell Tim he should sing this song. It's a really funny song.
No way.
He should consider covering it." And of course, he said, "Mom, that is Tim. He wrote that."
Oh my God, that's funny. Yeah, I couldn't believe. I mean, we love it too. But double platinum and never releases a single. That blew my mind.
And honestly, it's well on its way to triple platinum, if it's not there already. It's unbelievable. It's the song. Like, I can't believe that we're still talking about a song that I wrote in 2012 with Jeff Copeland. Like, it was never meant to be a song at all. Like, I had a day-to-day manager at that time named Denny Carr, who was from West Virginia. And it was just meant to be a joke for Denny. you know? And next thing you know, it's like, wait, you know, I get this phone call and it's playing in the background, like out of a movie. And
yeah.
We love it. What's going on the record? And I was like, what? No. I have to go back up to Canada. My grandmother has to listen to that. I can't sing Bigger Balls in a Longer Field. Like, you know, it was just so funny, you know? And I've had my struggles with it because, of course, like, I'm the Stronger Beer guy, you know? And you always, as an artist, you're always excited about what you're doing now, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
And so there was a period of time when I was like, oh, God, I don't want to. Stronger Beer, it's like, you know, it's just this thing that hangs over me, and I'll never top it. But I'll tell you what, I have come to terms with that, and I am so thankful and pleased that I have a song that has permeated pop culture in that way, you know? And when I meet somebody, like I met a guy in the elevator the other night, we just finished playing Craven, and he said, the game's over, I'm going to bed. I said, yeah, I'm done working, I'm going to bed. And he said, where do you work? I said, oh, I was singing at Craven. And he said, oh, who are you singing with? I said, oh, Tim Hicks. And he goes, never heard of him. I said, well, you know that song, We Got Stronger Beer? He goes, yeah. I said, well, that's Tim Hicks. He's like, oh my God, I love that song. So it's like, it's almost like the legend of that song is bigger than, you know, is bigger than me, the artist, which is, I kind of like it that way.
But so many songs, Tim, like I was just going through the catalog here. Like we still play The Night That Patty Murphy Died, like weekly, because people love it. All requests. Stomp and Ground, Talk to Time, Slow Burn, Loud. Speaking of songs that you didn't think were going to go anywhere, the No Truck song, number one.
Right.
Incredible.
Yeah, you know, we've been really lucky. And most of those songs I wrote, and most of them I wrote them with friends of mine, you know, and we laughed and we smiled. And, you know, my mantra has always been, and this is from my wife, this is a saying that I picked up from my wife, Amanda, is, you know, as long as we're putting smiles on faces, you know, and that's, I always found, like, especially in music, and not necessarily country music, but in music in general, it's like everyone's always trying to write Song of the Year, and that usually comes from a place of sadness, you know? And I'm like, if you're zigging, I'm zagging. Like, I think that we should do more chuckling. You know what I mean? Like, laughter is the best medicine. And so that's how you get songs like No Truck Song and Stronger Beer.
Right.
And, you know, the new one we just put out, not to radio, but just into the world, the interweb, called Tequila Gold.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah, these are just fun songs. And they're not meant to be, you know, it's not meant to be heavy lifting. It's just supposed to be a fun listen, you know, and I'm just trying to put smiles on faces.
So Tequila Gold, we'll hear that here, I'm sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Leave the Tab Open. That's another new one that we don't play yet. Is Leave the Tab Open gone to radio?
No. So that's another what we call a gap track. So I have a secret up my sleeve in that I have a song coming to radio in August, and you guys are going to hear it at Boxcar.
Oh, beautiful.
I am so excited about this one. I'm not even supposed to be talking about it, but I don't even care.
I know, but we're old friends, Tim. It's just two old friends.
Yeah, exactly.
Chatting.
Yeah, so it's called Going Somewhere, and it's in the set. We've been playing it live, and it's really getting a reaction. It got a reaction out of my team right away the first time I played it for them, and I'm just super stoked to, you know, because we had Quits rocking at radio, and it's still being played across Canada.
Absolutely is.
So we're kind of letting that one fizzle out, and then once it's all fizzled out, then we'll drop the big new one, probably in August.
Yep.
It's going to go to radio soon, and you're going to get to hear it in the set at Boxcar. Like, I love where I live. I live in St. Catharines, Ontario. It's right next to Niagara Falls. I grew up in Niagara Falls. My whole family's in the Falls. My wife's family's in St. Catharines. I can go to, you know, shop at Zayre's or Metro. And if somebody stops me in front of the lettuce and they want a photo, I got time for them, you know. But it's no big – well, there you go. It's no big deal around town. Like, people kind of know me, but they're super nice, and I can count on one hand the number of strange interactions that I've had with people. So we love it here. We've got roots here, and we don't plan on going anywhere, and I just love Canada.
Sweet. So I was going to say 101 reasons why I love Tim Hicks so much, but you've also conquered Germany, the UK, Latvia, and are on the top 10 in Australia. So, woo!
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And it looks like we're headed to South Africa to play. So,
wow.
You know, I never thought I'd ever get to play these places doing the kind of music that I do, you know? Which is really interesting because that speaks volumes about the genre of country music and new country music. And the, you know, I mean, I'm as rock tinged as I'm allowed to be, as we know, you know, and so that if that finds a home in Cologne, Germany, or in London, England, or, you know, for the Canadian troops over in Latvia, then so be it. I love to travel And I love to wave that Canadian flag everywhere we go and just do my thing. You know, once again, putting smiles on faces. No matter where it is in the world, we can't wait to come see you guys at Boxcar. It's just going to be so great.
It is. July 27th. Get your tickets today if you haven't already. Tim, cannot wait to see you. Thank you so much for your time today.
Me too. We'll see you at the show, Krista.